From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Robert Mugabe, the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever known, resigned Tuesday after nearly a week under house arrest. Mugabe had faced intense pressure to step down from the military, his former deputy, powerful war veterans, and growing numbers of ordinary Zimbabweans. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from the capital, Harare.
The leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party says deposed Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa will take over. The catalyst for the dramatic move against Mugabe came earlier this month when Mugabe fired Mnangagwa, who is well-liked by the military, accusing him of treachery. The move was widely seen as a chance for Mugabe to fill the position with his widely unpopular wife. Mnangagwa is 75. Since 1980, he has served in a handful of cabinet positions, including as intelligence chief, and was made VP in 2014. He will now take the reins of a nation with big hopes and bigger problems. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Mnangagwa will be sworn in as president on Wednesday or Thursday, according to top officials in the ruling ZANU-PF party. The U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe called Tuesday a historic moment for the nation and said the country must move toward free elections in which Zimbabweans choose their own leaders. Mugabe's resignation prompted celebrations Tuesday in the streets of Harare. Car horns blared as people danced, cheered, and waved to celebrate the news. This is VOA News. The U.S. Africa Command says an American military drone strike has killed more than 100 al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. Military officials told VOA the strike on Tuesday hit an al-Shabaab training camp in the Bay region. That's about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Mogadishu. A suicide bombing early Tuesday at a mosque in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 50 people. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility, but the bombing resembles numerous prior suicide attacks carried out by Boko Haram. The bombing happened as people arrived for morning prayers at the mosque in the town of Mubi, located in Adamawa State. At least 20 people were killed when an attacker blew up a vehicle in an Iraqi town south of Kirkuk. Dozens more were wounded in the explosion, which hit a crowded market in the town of Tuzkermatu. The death toll is expected to rise, and there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed Tuesday to support the United Nations effort to peacefully resolve the nearly seven-year-long civil war. The White House said the two leaders talked for more than an hour and stressed the importance of ending the humanitarian crisis in which millions of Syrians have been displaced from their homes. Trump and Putin said the displaced Syrians should be allowed to return, and the stability of a unified Syria, free of malign intervention and terrorist safe havens, should be ensured. United Nations judges in The Hague will decide within about 11 hours on a verdict in the trial of former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic. He's accused of war crimes stemming from the conflict in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. The so-called Butcher of Bosnia has been on trial since 2012. He's been charged with 11 counts of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. And the CBS television network fired veteran newsman Charlie Rose on Tuesday, a day after an explosive Washington Post report recounted stories from 8 women who said he had sexually abused them with lewd comments, groping, and walking around naked in their presence. The 75-year-old Rose was the co-host of the network's CBS This Morning news and talk show, and he occasionally appeared on its 60 Minutes investigative news show. He's better known for his acclaimed Charlie Rose interview show that's been conducted since 1991. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.